So today is Sunday, August 26th, 2012. And today I became an art collector. The partner and I went to a wine tasting slash art show earlier this afternoon, or I should say late this afternoon, early this evening. And it was at a wine friend's house. I believe she works for the German embassy, but and her husband is in Germany right now. But anyway, she has a business. I think one of her businesses is that she represents artists from different countries. And at this wine tasting, they had a German artist by the name of André Jacobi. And he had displayed all over their house probably 36 different works of art. Mostly, actually, they were all paintings now that I think about it. And you got to go in. The whole theme of the evening was to bring a Pinot, like Pinot Grigio, Pinot Gris, Pinot Bianco, Pinot Noir, anything with Pinot. And we brought a bottle of Pinot Gris from Italy. And you basically went in there and got, you know, taste the different wines and walk around, look at the artwork and meet people and talk to people. And there's probably a good 25, 30 people there. And we actually ran into two couples we had met previously at another wine event. So we knew some people there. And the wines, of course, were delicious and perfect. There were no Virginia wines there, unfortunately. But all the wines were really nice, and the people were really nice. And the artwork was interesting. I did not connect to all of the pieces, but there was this one piece that I really did like. It was a two-panel painting with all different shades of greens and like olive greens. It was done in this, well, there's like a wave in there. Anyway, I'll have to post a picture of it when I actually get the artwork. But I went up and talked to the artist, and he told me what his thinking was behind it. And his art show was based on feelings. So the paintings were supposed to represent feelings, anything from, you know, happiness to anger to frustration, all this kind of stuff. So he would explain to when he was talking about the different artworks what emotion or feeling he was going through when he was painting and the struggles he was having and so forth. And I think the average person who was saying or listening to him would say, oh my God, he's so full of bullshit. It's just paint thrown on a canvas. So when I was asking him about the painting that I was interested in, he was telling me all this stuff, and he said it was his most difficult work and blah, blah, blah. And the whole time I'm sitting around thinking, okay, whatever your angst is with your art, I just happen to, this piece just happens to speak to me. I like the way it looks. I like the color palette. I just happen to really like it. So I went ahead and decided I would purchase it. And I don't want to, I was going to talk about the price, but you shouldn't really talk about the price of art, but it was $375, and I about shit my pants. Crap my pants. But I really like the artwork, and my partner was saying that, you know, you spending money on artwork makes me feel so much better than you spending money on technology. So, yeah. So tomorrow, after work, I'm going to go over to her house and drop off the check, and I don't know if I actually get to pick up the artwork tomorrow or not. If I do, then I'll definitely take a picture and post it on my blog. But I felt like, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm becoming an adult now. I can, you know, say that I own an original piece of artwork, besides my own, that is, of course. And I've already found a place where I'm going to hang it in my bedroom. And here's the kicker. The colors actually go with my bedroom. That's not the reason I picked it. I really like the way it looks and so forth, so that's why I like it. But anyway, so today I became an art collector, and I'm very proud of myself. I know other people, and as you know, here's the thing, I don't have disposable income. I really should not have spent the money, but I really like the artwork. And the interesting thing about the artist is, now he's probably late 20s, early 30s guy. I can already tell, and this is a terrible prediction to make, but I was talking about this on the way home. He's going to die of some awful disease or something young in his life. I can just tell. I don't know exactly, but he's got this weird look on his face, like he's going to get a disease. He's got really dark circles under his eyes, and they look like the dark circles of somebody who is already sick. But he's not. I mean, he's not sick. I'm just totally projecting this myself, you know. So another thing I was thinking about is like, okay, well, I'll buy this piece of artwork for, you know, $375, and then in 10 years when he dies, it'll be worth something, and then I can sell it, which is a terrible thing. That's not why you buy art. Although, talking to him and telling him that this is the piece I'm interested in, I, you know, would like to go through the process of purchasing it, whatever. And we were talking, he's like, are you an art collector? And I was like, no, not at all. I just know what I like. I thought that was funny. He might have thought that I was a collector because I made the decision very quickly. I didn't really talk too much about it. I just said, I would like to, you know, secure that piece there, you know. And I didn't really ask him a whole lot of questions. He told me about how he did it and stuff like that, but I didn't really talk too much about it. Plus, his accent was very hard to understand, being German and all. But I bought artwork tonight, and I'm proud of myself. So there, I'm an art collector. Now, that's not the only thing that's happened this weekend. Yesterday, I'm sure everyone heard that Neil Armstrong died. And Neil Armstrong, of course, as everyone knows, was the first man to walk on the moon. And as you might know, Armstrong is my last name. So I've always had this connection to him simply because of our names. But I also remember in 1969, when I was 5 years old, I remember watching on TV the landing of, you know, the landing on the moon and the whole walking thing. I come from a big family. We were all crowded around the TV and just watching that. But that's like all I remember. I only remember seeing it. I don't remember being excited about it or anything. I was only 5 years old. It's hard to, you don't remember everything, but I do remember sitting in front of the TV watching that. As a kid, though, I would tell other kids that he was my great uncle, but that we didn't get to see him very often because his family lived in Ohio. Kids would believe me. Oh, his great uncle is Neil Armstrong, the first man who stepped on the moon. It was, you know, a great story to tell. And as an adult, I have said, in joking and teasing, I'd say, oh yeah, Neil Armstrong, he's my great uncle. Yeah. And when he died yesterday, I said to the partner, I said, oh, well, you know, he's my great uncle. And he knew I was teasing, but it was funny. It's like for like a split second, he was like, oh yeah, right. You know, that kind of thing. So it's funny. So anyway, it's sad that he passed away, but you know, people don't live forever. But to think that he's got this legacy now forever, that he was the first man to walk on the moon. Very, very cool thing. Another thing that's going on is this Hurricane Isaac, that is going into the Gulf right now. At least by the time you're hearing this, it's probably going to be a hurricane. It's been a tropical storm for the last several days. But it is supposed to hit land or have landfall on Wednesday, August 29th. Now, that's a significant day because exactly 7 years ago, on August 29th, Katrina hit New Orleans. And my partner's family lives in New Orleans, so they are all packing up and leaving. As a matter of fact, his parents are probably driving, as I speak, up here. They're going to come and stay with him for a couple days. Probably, it might be a couple weeks, depending on how bad the storm is. But they learned from Katrina not to stick around. They left too late from Katrina, and they spent time in Baton Rouge, and it was not a good thing. So they have since learned not to stick around and to plan early. So they were already packing things up yesterday before it was even the tracks were really solid on hitting Louisiana. But right now everything's pointing towards hitting, I believe, the border between Mississippi and Louisiana. And, of course, New Orleans is right there. So they are being smart there. They have hurricane shutters on their house. They're going to close everything up. Well, they probably already did close everything up, and they're in the car driving up here. It'll probably take them 2 days to drive up here. So, of course, my partner is very worried and concerned about their safety because all of his family lives down there. His two sisters, their families, his parents, all of his aunts and uncles and relatives, they all live in New Orleans or right in the New Orleans area. So at least his immediate family is getting out, and they're leaving. So that's something that we're going to be thinking about for the next couple days until the hurricane has landfall. So yeah, those are the three major things that have been going on. But that's all I have. And I'm podcasting tonight because Arthur and I were unable to record tonight, so we're going to record it tomorrow night. And so I wanted to record my podcast late tonight so that I could, because the rest of the week's going to be crazy with his parents coming in town, with recording on Monday night, and then we're going to a concert Wednesday night. So it's going to be a crazy week. So yeah. Oh, and by the way, this is number 50. I have finally hit 50. It's taken me 8 months, almost 9 months to get to 50. Anyway, that is all I have for today. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. So until next time, bye.